Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Whoa, welcome back. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, and the educated educators talking education. If you are one of them, well, hey, if you're listening, we know you're one of them. The number is 844-967-2789. If you're out there, and well, particularly though, we also want to establish Busted Pencils Tuesday night as the CRT reporting hotline. Because I would, you know, any CRT that's being taught in, say, fifth grade that we have evidence of, we want it reported right here so we can celebrate it.
Like, and, but here's the thing I want to know, Tim. I want to know, like, as somebody who's been a student of CRT, I can't even claim to be much of a professor, right? Because I'm a student of it. I'm learning it. Mm-hmm. I have colleagues who are experts in it. They've studied it closely. Some of them law professors, right? Who really closely are close to the, like, the reasoning behind the emergence of critical race theory, right? I love that it's shifted and influenced how we address racism in schools, which is a civil rights issue. It's not new. And critical race theory has most certainly given us language and real, like, real strong theory to help put to practice addressing racism in schools and ending it, right? Giving real language to things like interest convergence, right? These kinds of ideas that help to break up the big broad stroke of saying, let's address racism. And it's so let's talk about what that looks like. And I have a dream that, like, that's happening in schools, and I don't want to knock that. I think teachers are beginning to address racism in schools in really strong ways. But I mean, come on.
It's not.
Let's give credit where credit is due. We are not seeing critical race theory put to action in our schools. If we were to see that, we would see the abolishment of racism pretty damn quick. And so I have a dream that, let's say, like, let's see, really, that sounds like a wonderful idea. Is that really happening?
But think about what you just said, though, then. And you know, I don't want to get too into the weeds here, because this is where you could lose somebody, because, you know, the weeds that you and I occupy are – for most listeners, my neighbor would probably consider really boring. But the whole idea of, you know, developing curriculum, you know, or so for my neighbor, the stuff teachers teach, right? As you just said,
absolutely.
You know, so if critical race theory was, you know, there'd be like books developed in curricula for, say, the K-12, we know that's not true, because that's not happening, because it hasn't even got to that part yet, because that would be an interesting academic activity for people like you and me to even be engaging truly with critical race theorists as curriculum and instruction people, and then in partnership with teachers, how would we bring critical race theory into how to teach? But we're not there, so we're not teaching critical race theory. However, what we are, though, doing, and what we should proclaim loudly that we're doing, which is we're trying to engage kids in content that, as Harold Rugg asked in the 30s, that just says, take a look around you. Do you see something that doesn't look right? And if it doesn't, let's talk about it. And if possible, maybe even bring to the forefront that what you're seeing is something that, if we really put our minds to it and collectively educated a lot of people, you know, like what we're in school for, learning, we might impactfully help create something a little bit better than the current morass we're in, right? So that's what conservatives are freaking out about. It has nothing to do with critical race theory. They're absolutely losing their you-know-what on the simple fact that we're asking kids and teachers very pointedly to point stuff out, ask questions about it, and then possibly even say, oh my, that ain't right.
Well, Tim, I love what you're saying, and I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to just riff on it a little bit because I'm with you. I mean, Harold Rugg, if I get it right, he basically asks us that as educators to ask children, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And that as educators, we should be like, let's just really simplify. What do you think?
What do you think?
And so this is the thing. When I say what happened, because I walk into a room and there's small children in it and I know something's gone wrong,
mm-hmm.
right? They say, I didn't take and eat the candy, right? This is something that we know.
Right.
Oftentimes there's a tell. Anybody who plays poker or anything, you look for the tell, right? Educators, you understand when you come into the room, you kind of have an idea that your kids, the behavior is a communication. What they say next is going to tell you, and can you read it? And so as the kind of educators, Tim, that we are, I want to say that critical race theory does matter in this sense, because when we ask young people right now, what do they think? They say very squarely that racism needs to end.
Mm-hmm.
They say that this needs to be, they say Black Lives Matter. And this is no coincidence. They also say, you know, gender equity matters. They also say, you know, trans lives matter. These are things that our young people are learning, not necessarily at school,
right,
because they're present and they're living in the largest social uprising of all of our lifetimes. So we're asking, what do they think? They're saying, here's what I think. I think Black Lives Matter. I think, you know, police needs to be reformed. I think we need to learn how to be a stronger, more socially just and environmentally sustainable democracy. Really, they say things like climate justice is mm-hmm. important, or climate change scares me. So when we ask them, what do they think? They are saying very squarely and matter of fact that racism is a problem. And you know what? Then educators, the teachers in the classrooms and the school leaders in our community connect the dots, and they say, we heard about this theory when we were becoming principals, called critical race theory, or where can I learn more about helping support? So it's a tell when the talking heads on the TV or in our legislation say the problem is critical race theory. They're telling us, because children are saying they want to see and learn differently and towards ending racism, mm-hmm. right? They want to blame anywhere they can look to where the educators and the school leaders are learning that. So it is important.
No,
like,
right.
It is a matter of connecting the dots.
And we're on a hard break here. We got a caller when we come back on the next
call
line. And I am not at all diminishing. That wasn't what I was trying. And hopefully everybody understands that is that what's happening is maybe an emergence of an influence of critical race theory, which is a good thing. But the reality of what's happening is asking kids to think, as you said that, and thinking scares people. So when we get back, we've got our caller on the line. We'll get right into that.
All
hopefully
right.
He's going to scare us. No book burning when we get back. Busted Pencils.
No book. Okay.